We heard and we know the story of Jesus' baptism. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately the heavens tore open, and the Spirit descended on him like a dove. This is a very important and powerful moment. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, baptized with water and anointed with the Holy Spirit. So I begin with this moment in Acts chapter 19. When we hear of Paul baptizing the disciples he finds in Ephesus, and he baptizes them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And in so doing, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul knew something about being filled with the Spirit. At his conversion on the road to Damascus, in order to persecute more Christians, he was struck down by the Spirit. And Jesus spoke to him through the Spirit and told him to go into the city where he would be told what to do. Paul obeys and is visited by a disciple there of Christ and is baptized. Paul knew about being overcome by the Spirit, and Paul was filled with the Spirit. So when he went about baptizing in the name of Jesus, people were equally filled with the gift. So much so that they burst out and spoke in tongues and prophesied in the same manner as the first disciples did on our day of Pentecost. Now, I'm getting a little ahead of myself here in the calendar, but whether the Spirit descends like a dove from heaven, whether it's breathed on the disciples by Jesus, or whether it's the laying on of hands by Paul and by Peter, it is the same Spirit. It is the same Holy Spirit that the bishop or a priest invokes at the altars and at the fonts of our churches. So let's return and focus on our baptisms. Paul asked the disciples of Ephesus, "Into what were you baptized?" And they answered him, "Into John's baptism, which was by water." Paul then laid hands on them so that they could receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. These disciples then were baptized twice. Once, first by John, through repentance and for the forgiveness of their sins. And then again, by Paul in the Holy Spirit. So again, let's visit our baptisms. We were not baptized twice. It is in our creed, our statement of belief. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And when we are baptized, we are so with water, as John did to Jesus. Then the bishop or priest first gives thanks over the water and then prays for sanctification of the water by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then the child, or the teenager, or the adult is baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we baptize in this age, we do so all in one. Full initiation by water and by Spirit. We have been given through Jesus Christ the incredible gift of renewed life. And after baptism, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. So yeah, baptism's kind of a big deal to us. It's the first rite in the Book of Common Prayer, and it is one of the two great sacraments that we celebrate. And we do this baptism in communal celebration with fellow Christians, among brothers and sisters in Christ, family and friends, and we celebrate in joy. There is so much joy in heaven that it bursts open when we receive a new sibling into the household of God. John baptized thousands in that murky water of the River Jordan. Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit onto the faces of the early disciples. And Peter and Paul and all those first apostles baptized all in the name of Jesus and in the Holy Spirit. And we continue in that right to this day. Jesus walked among the thousands of people from all over Judea and from Jerusalem to John, down to the Jordan. Jesus walked with and took his turn among the people. And when John saw him, he proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." When we were baptized in water, we received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And when we are gathered at the next baptism of the newly received, we join with them by renewing our covenant, saying that we believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. And we add that we will continue to act out our faith as Christians by continuing to read the Word in fellowship at communion and in prayer. We will continue in our baptism through our words and through our examples. We will continue in service and through loving our neighbors as ourselves. And we will strive for justice and peace, and we will respect the dignity of every human being. And our reply to all those questions concerning our Christian faith is our reply: I will, with God's help. Yes, our baptism is a big deal. As Jesus's was, the reciting of our own baptismal covenant is just as powerful. And as we often say at our dismissals, and as we enter into this season of Epiphany, let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.